Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase. We'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
Hey, hey boy, come on, Dewey, get it together, boy. It's 8 o'clock. Time for your walk. Come on already, make a decision. Oh boy, I sure hope the Earthlings got my message. If you like it, I like it. Let's go. Now remember, don't go all crazy like you did yesterday, okay? Walk nice. Earthlings, am I glad to see you.
We got here as soon as we could.
Aw, he's so cute.
His name's Dewey. He's a deedle beast.
A deedle beast? Leave it to Ms. Fileshare to have a pet no one ever heard of. So what's the big emergency?
Him!
Huh? What?
I promised Miss Fileshare I'd take care of Dewey while she's at the Cybrarian convention. But I'm worried something's wrong with him.
He looks okay to me. Other than a little beast breath.
He acted all weird on our morning walk yesterday. And if it happens on our morning walk today, I want you guys with me. Come on, it's time to hit the trail.
You sure something's wrong, Ditch? Dewey seems just fine.
He did the same thing yesterday morning. Walkie, walkie, walkie. And then all of a sudden, he goes bonkers.
Well, maybe it was just a one-time thing.
I hope so.
One thing's for sure, he doesn't want to get his paws dirty.
I understand totally.
Digit, my lad! Out for another walk, I see.
Everyone, this is Gimme, the golf pro. These are my Earth buds, Matt.
Hey.
Inez.
Hello.
And Jackie.
Hey.
Doing some golfing while you're here, I hope.
Not yet. Maybe later.
You best be hitting the links, laddie. It's already 8:20.
When you're in Golftopia, you've got to get into the swing. You know what I mean? Swing!
Yeah, that's it.
I see what you mean about Dewey. Look at him now, like nothing happened.
Well, something happened. Something must be wrong. And we need to figure out what it is before Miss Fileshare gets back.
Whatever it was, he's back to normal.
Aren't you, boy?
Normal to us, sure. But what's normal behavior for a deedle beast? Who knows what makes them happy or mad or scared?
I'll tell you in a sec. 101 facts about deedle beasts.
Cool.
Cool.
Deedle beasts make great pets. They are easily trainable, gentle with children, and they are neat and orderly.
That's true. Just look at the way he color coordinates his toys. Nice.
They purr when contented, howl when frightened, and when tickled, turn bright orange and sing. You think?
Looks like it.
Hey, enough with the singing. We got a problem to solve.
Maybe it's not a problem at all.
Yeah, Ditch. Maybe it was just a coincidence.
A coincidence? What if it happens again tomorrow? Another coincidence?
Ditch, it's right. We've got to focus. A normally quiet and well-behaved animal suddenly goes out of control? Why?
It's a mystery to me.
It's a mystery, all right. What we need to know is what's happening, where it's happening, and when. Then maybe we can figure out why it's happening.
What, where, when. Exactly. Let's start with what. What did we observe on the walk this morning?
We ran into Gimmy, but Dewey was okay with that.
It was after we saw Gimmy that he yowled. Then his hair stood on end.
Then he pawed at the ground and pulled me around in circles.
Okay, that covers what happened.
And the where was on the golf course at the igloo hole.
And we know the when, 8:20. Gimme said so, remember?
So we know the what, the where, and the when.
What about yesterday's walk, Ditch?
Yesterday, Monday, well, we were at the water slide hole. The ducks were quacking. And Dewey gave one of them a kiss. All of a sudden, he started yowling, and his hair stood on end. Then he pawed at the ground and charged around in circles. Just like he did this morning.
Okay, so we know the what. Dewey acted the same way Monday and Tuesday.
We know where, too, on the golf course, but at different places.
And we know when, in the morning.
But we still don't know the why.
Well, since we have to wait till tomorrow morning's walk to see what happens, I think I'll go hit some golf balls. Anyone else?
No, thanks. I'll see what else I can find out about Deedle Beasts.
Don't worry, Dewey. The Cyber Squad is on it. We'll figure this out.
Man, they sure have a lot of gophers around here. Time to grip it and rip it. The crowd quiets as Matt steps up to the tee. He needs a birdie to win the match.
This ball. Nothing worse than annoying neighbors.
Packer!
How dare they interrupt me while I'm perfecting my putting?
Forget your putting, boss. What if some nosy neighbor finds out what we're doing?
Yeah, we're not through digging yet.
Then get to it!
Right away, boss.
Yes. In just two more days, cyberspace will be in complete chaos. Keep shoveling.
I've been trying to figure out why Hacker has a house here, and I can't come up with one good reason.
Maybe he retired.
And give up his quest to take over all of cyberspace? No way!
Then why is he here?
Man, they better do something about those gophers.
Matt, forget the gophers. It's Wednesday. We've got to zero in on what's going on with Dewey.
He's doing it again!
The same behavior as yesterday!
Let's track it. The what? Dewey yowled, his hair stood on end, he pawed at the ground, then started running in circles.
Hey, guys! A little help!
The where? The windmill hole.
The when? 8:30.
Excuse me! Over here!
Diddy, look! The Earth Rats! And Digit!
What are they doing here?
Who cares what they're doing here? By the time they figure out what's going on, it'll be too late!
Hey, boss. Is that the equilibrium?
Equilibrious, you dunce buckets. By this time tomorrow, it'll be frozen to exactly the proper consistency. Then I can run my final experiment.
Okay, guys. All of our info is organized into this chart. The first column represents Dewey's walks on Monday, Tuesday, and today, Wednesday. This column shows us what happened, this one where it happened, and this one when it happened.
Cool! Once we fill in all the blanks with what we know, maybe we can find a pattern to help us figure out what's going on. Right, boy?
Okay, the what is everything Dewey did, and he did the same thing each day.
And we know where he did it, too. Monday, the problem was at the water slide hole.
Got it, water slide hole.
Do you remember when it happened, Ditch?
Let's see. We left the house at 8 o'clock sharp, just like Miss Filechair told me. And it was about 10 minutes into the walk when Dewey went bonkers.
That would make it about 8:10. Tuesday, it happened at the igloo.
And the when was 8:20. Remember, Gimme pointed out the time on the clock.
We do
just what we've been doing, Dee Dee. We dump it. Come on.
Now that we've organized our observations, let's see if we can find a pattern. Something to explain Dewey's behavior.
Okay, we know the place where Dewey goes off keeps changing. First the water slide, then the igloo, then the windmill.
And the time gets later each walk, too. 8:10, 8:20, 8:30. Think that means something?
Later in the walk could mean it happens farther down the path.
There's our pattern. But what does it mean?
Well, this spot is as good as any. Heave-ho!
Let's get out of here!
So they dumped the dirt right here. I thought the piles came from gophers digging up the golf course. But no, it was really Buzz and Delete dumping dirt all over the place.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me that whatever Hacker's up to is connected to how Dewey's been acting. Here's the real estate office. Maybe this is where Hacker got his house. Let's see if they can give us a clue why he's here.
Welcome to Mrs. Bogey's Real Estate. We build them, you buy them. I'm Mrs. Bogey. Taffy, anyone?
Oh, yeah, I love Taffy. Don't mind me.
Oh, no problem. A happy customer is, well, a happy customer. What can I do for you?
We were just wondering about one of your residents. His name is Hacker?
Hacker? Ah, yes, the Hacker. He moved in a few days ago. Bought the house right here, next door to Miss Fileshare.
We know.
Funny thing is, he only wanted to live in this house. Wouldn't settle for anything else.
Why only that house?
Oh, he didn't say, but it has a wonderful location, as do all our homes, of course. He Here's a copy of the map. Call me if your folks are interested in moving here.
We will, Mrs. Bogey. Thanks for your help.
Oh, anytime!
Check this out. All three places where Dewey went loopy are on the same straight line.
And the times match up, too. If the pattern stays the same and we extend the line, tomorrow morning at about 8:40, Dewey should go loopy right here at the clown hole.
Earthlies, do you see what I see?
What?
Look what happens if you extend that line back this way. It points straight to...
Hagger's house!
Hey, boss! Those Earth Brats are walking that deedle thingy again.
Soon our nosy neighbors will have more important things to worry about. Oh, yes! Frozen solid! Feast your eyes on the future!
The future's nice and pointy, boss.
Yeah, what's it do?
What's it do? I'll show you what it does.
Wow! That's some trick!
That wasn't a trick, you dunce buckets. It was a scientific breakthrough. Just a tiny taste of what's to come. By the end of today, I'll have enough equilibrium to turn all of cyberspace upside down.
Okay, guys. It's almost 8:40, and we're at the clown hole.
If our prediction is right, then Dewey should start acting up any minute.
Yes! Our prediction was right!
Yay!
On Thursday, Dewey goes loopy at the clown hole. So we know for sure he acts up later and farther along the path each day. And we can predict when and where.
But we still don't know why!
Maybe something's missing from the chart. Maybe something else is going on.
Yeah, something that will give us a clue to Dewey's behavior. That's it! We need another column! A what else is going on column. Ditch, think back. Anything else you remember from your first walk by the water slide?
Let me think. All I remember is a bunch of ducks scratching. Oh, and a pile of dirt.
Okay, ducks and dirt. Great. Now what about Tuesday at the igloo? What else was going on?
Dewey stepped around a dirt pile.
And Gimme the Golf Pro came by.
I saw some golfers.
Dirt, gimme, golfers. What about yesterday?
I saw a gardener and more piles of dirt.
Don't forget the sprinklers.
Gardener, dirt, sprinklers. What about today? What else was going on?
More piles of dirt.
And golfers. I saw them run away.
Dirt and golfers. Done.
Now, if we can just find something that happened on all four walks, maybe we'll have a clue why Dewey did what he did.
Let's start eliminating. Let's see. Ducks. Ducks. Ducks were only on one walk, so they're out.
And the golfers were only there on Tuesday and Thursday, so they're history.
Gimme only came by once, so he couldn't have anything to do with Dewey's behavior.
Dump the sprinklers. They only got me one time.
We can lose the gardener, too. We only saw him yesterday.
Check it out. There's only one thing we saw on all four walks.
Dirt!
So we saw piles of dirt wherever Dewey went out of control.
Not just any dirt, hacker's dirt.
Okay, but what's the connection?
Guys, listen to this. Deedle beasts are highly sensitive to underground vibrations. Deedle behavior during such an event may include yowling, hair standing on end, and running around in circles around the source of the tremor. That describes Dewey's behavior exactly.
Let's see.
What would cause vibrations underground, make dirt piles, and happen in a straight line?
An earthquake?
Maybe a tunnel?
Ditch, you're a genius!
Was there ever any doubt?
A tunnel explains all of our observations. The dirt,
the straight line, the vibrations. And the behavior happens about 10 minutes later each day because Hacker has dug the tunnel farther along.
Where's he digging a tunnel to?
Let's find out. The tunnel starts at Hacker's house, goes under the golf course, and runs under...
Gimme Golf Shop!
Let me know when you're under the golf shop.
We're almost there, boys. Just a few more cyber feet.
Inside each golf ball is a tiny liquid drop of a rare but powerful substance called Equilibrius. That tiny drop gives the ball exceptional balance. But frozen solid, Equilibrius can throw things terribly out of balance. Collect enough Equilibrius, you could literally turn cyberspace on its ear.
Gimme. We heard what you just said, and we think Hacker's after the golf balls.
Why, that diabolical duffer. He's more slippery than a sand trap.
Do all these balls contain Equilibrius?
Always. Every last one of them.
Do we feel in those vibes again?
The tunnel must be right under us.
Tunnel? What tunnel?
What on earth is going on?
Look out!
Oh. It's working, boss!
Yeah, here they come!
He's taking all my golf balls!
We've got to stop him!
But how?
Taffy, anyone?
Yeah, and I know just who to give it to.
Come to the Hacker! What happened? Why have the golf balls stopped coming through? Never mind. Here they come again.
What?
I hope Hacker has a sweet tooth. Bye-bye, bad guy.
Well done. You saved Golftopia. And maybe all of cyberspace.
Thanks, Gimme. But we couldn't have done it without Dewey.
Just like you said, Miss Filechair. Dewey was no trouble at all. Right, Inez?
Right. He behaved like a perfect Diddle Beast. Didn't you, Dewey?
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
Hello?
Harry, a friend of mine had to go out of town. I told her you wouldn't mind taking care of her dog.
I can't have a dog in my apartment. Why can't you take care of the dog?
I have to go out of town, too. We'll be back for Niles in a week.
A week? No, but... Hello? You're gonna get us kicked out. Come on.
Nice dog, Harry. Nice PJs, too.
Nice wet hair.
My dryer broke.
Oh, no, not again. It's around 8 o'clock. Same time you started barking yesterday. What set you off? Was it the newspaper carrier? No, she comes around 6. The milk carrier doesn't get here until later.
I thought no dogs allowed, especially the barking kind.
It's a long story. For the past 2 days, you started barking at 8 a.m. But today, no barking. What's going on? Cat got your tongue? today you barked at 10 a.m. Maybe you're hearing something I can't hear.
Hey, your bark's worse than your bite, isn't it?
Now, you're usually out the door around 8, right?
I'm off today, so I slept in.
Your hair's wet again. Did you just take a shower?
Yes, it's all the rage these days.
Could you do me a favor?
Of course.
Would you mind going back up to your apartment, turning on the shower, then turning it off?
Okay, I guess.
Thanks. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. Thanks for helping me solve the mystery. When you shower, the water drains into a pipe in my wall. Whether that's 8 or 10, the pipe noise makes Niles bark.
Brilliant!
Niles will be here for about 4 more days. Do you think you can skip showers until he leaves?
I don't think my coworkers would be too happy about that. Yeah.
As long as you're chewing, you're not barking.